So we've got Grant Rosserman here now, Grant with Greenpeace, and has been with the FSC, working on the FSC and FSC issues really from the start of the FSC. Grant, we just had a really interesting motion pass through the General Assembly that you supported on developing a system whereby FSC could look at protected areas. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think there, you know, times are changing. FSC has been traditionally very focused on wood and as a forest product, and I guess if we look at the mission of FSC, it's much broader than just wood, and we'd like to see FSC looking at other opportunities, particularly in the new climate change arena. And so we thought this motion was a valuable way to FSC to look at expanding its mission, and thankfully we, after a fairly rigorous debate and a number of questions, we managed to get support for the motion.
Yeah, and of course it was one of the motions that one of the rare motions, I think, that we actually voted differently on, and I was concerned about really the other activities that we've been prioritising for the FSC around, you know, protecting its brand and things like that. And I know you've supported those motions very strongly, and these are around the certification bodies, the work of ASI, controlled wood. Overall, there's been some great motions passed, I think, though we beg to differ on the last one, though of course I support it in principle. How do you think, overall the General Assembly's been going?
Oh, I think overall it's been going very well for the key concerns that we had, which was really addressing the key integrity and credibility issues that FSC is facing in relation to controversial certifications, and all of the recommendations and conclusions that we came from our research around that. And as you know, those are the motions around the CB performance, and tightening up some of the accreditation requirements. Looking at various aspects, I guess, and weaknesses in the certification system to tighten it up so that we've really got a strong scheme. And I think it's just very good to see everyone grasping that that issue. And there's been probably half a dozen motions in relation to that, and all of them have gone through, I think. And so I think we really are, in good stead in terms of the membership understanding behind the problem, and really, moving forward with the solutions. And so we look forward to a stronger system in the future.
Yeah, I think that's right. And there's been a lot of noise around this from, NGOs that are concerned about that. And you've done your study, the Greenpeace study, and there was the work that Fern did that we were involved with as well. And I think there was a lot of commonality in what people were calling for. But as you say, the good news is that those motions are passed very strongly. Going forward, the FSC, what are the challenges? I guess the challenges are really to put these things in place now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the board, and we've had this shopping list of recommendations that come from the policy motions at the General Assembly, and so, I sort of sympathise, I guess, with the board now and the organisation to get on with the job, and with fairly limited resources. So, the implementation phase is definitely challenging, but at least I think, probably more than any General Assembly I've been at, I having such a degree of collective support around some of these problems at least indicates the network will get behind resolving these problems, and which may help the resourcing as well, and the degree of cooperation in addressing these problems. And I guess this is in particular from certification bodies, where we found them, very cooperative, I think, in this process of acknowledging that, they're not perfect, the system's not perfect. They seem to have got over being defensive when we identify problems. They, in the past, they've been very defensive, that they feel like they were being targeted as the problem. And I think we've moved on from there now and realise that we're all not perfect. The system has weaknesses. They make mistakes, and we just, we need to get on and work together to improve things.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. And for Greenpeace overall, it's really funny. Everyone says, what's Greenpeace's position? What would we do if Greenpeace left the FSC? And I know, you as an organisation, and you personally, sometimes get challenged very strongly with that. And do you feel, I guess you came to the FSC General Assembly with hopes that some of these things would be addressed. Do you feel more strongly able to go back to your own internally within Greenpeace now, and also to sort of the external groups that are concerned about the FSC? Do you think we've got a stronger platform to go forward now? Do you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think the key issues that we came to resolve here at the General Assembly have pretty well all been addressed, and so I think, it's been successful from that point of view, and I think if I go, you know, if we look at what we are trying to achieve in our organisation, and this is a 2 to 3 year program of work, and the culmination here with the release of our report and the, you know, and the implementation or the getting these recommendations into changes in the system, I think we're well on track, and I think the organisation will be reasonably pleased with that, and we'll be monitoring the progress from here on in to see, you know, see them being implemented and put on the ground, and you know, so we expect some improvement from here on. And yeah, we've monitored improvement for the last couple of years anyway. We think, you know, ASI is improving. We've tracked that, and we still know there's a lot more to do, and I think this General Assembly is giving clear guidance of some more things that need to be done to keep moving forward.
Very good. Well, Grant, better let you get your cup of tea in and back into some more motions. Thanks for talking to us, and thanks for all your work on FSC to make it strong and a great system after so many years.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. And, you know, and I think Tropical Forest Trust is really here and, you know, it's a good link between the certification on the ground and the issues that we've been talking about. And I think, you know, the TFT really can play a key role in moving forward on all of these issues as well.
Okay, let's do it. Cheers, Grant.
Cheers.